You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
And I'm your hot girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girl, the Silly Girls Podcast, and we back again with another fresh and hot episode for you. Let us talk to YouTube first. YouTube, go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and come in and just say hi. Also, hit that notification bell so you be notified every time that we drop a video, as well as tap that damn subscribe button to join our family. That's how you let us know that y'all want to be a part of the Silly Squad for real. It's also an arrow that is right under this video, and the arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody, and because they family, I gotta tell them how I tell my family.
Do it.
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, on your gardener list, on your wedding registry list, on just all of them lists. I was trying not to say
your job application.
All of them lists, okay? Now, it is also a description box, and in that description box, it has some links that actually take you over to our a podcast platform, as well as our social media accounts. Go ahead and check them out as well, because this is on YouTube, but you actually can listen to us audio, okay? The full episode, okay? But now, everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, what do you do? Yeah, what it do, baby? Bubba, go ahead, you know what I'm saying, and screenshot this and also put it on your social media and tag us to help us join, you know what I'm saying? I mean, no, to help us grow the family. Fuck join. Y'all are help grow the family, okay? But now that I have all of that out of the way, y'all know it's my favorite time of episode because I get the honor of introducing this one on the side of me that's a part of Death Row. What it do, Death Row? What's good? Hey, Death Row.
Welcome to Death Row.
Welcome to Death Row. What up, Shug?
I hate you. Hi, Shug. She thirsty.
Because right before we pushed record, I was eating some crackers because I'm hungry as fuck. And I was... And while we was talking, I'm like, oh, them crackers, I still want something to drink. So I was waiting on your ass to talk so I can keep on drinking. Yeah, girl, how you doing?
You know what I'm saying? Everything is gravy, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gravy.
It's gravy. Everything is good with me. How's everything with you?
Everything is Gucci.
Gucci, mine.
It's Gucci, man. Yeah, Gucci, man.
I'm loving this burgundy and maroon on you.
Thank you, hun, champ. Yeah,
you know, it's real fall, winter vibes. Yeah. Everything been good?
Yes. Other than these crackers in my mouth and, you know what I'm saying, up here hungry as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, anything else been going on?
Today is my boo birthday, JoJo. He 2 years old. My dog.
I know. Because you know who else's birthday? I'm going to tell you after.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Yes. Yeah. Sips tea. Literally tea.
Let me see me some more. Yeah, today is my dog's birthday, but I didn't get to celebrate him because I once gave him a bandana. I once gave him, like, a little cake or something. Mm-hmm. But because of his condition, like, with the girl, he had a vet appointment tomorrow, so I asked him what I can give him, like, for a birthday. And then I canceled my Amazon Prime.
Why?
Because I was like, they ain't priming.
They ain't been priming?
It ain't priming where I needed to prime. I was like, you know what I'm saying? I don't got to have it. You ain't proud of me cutting out stuff? I feel like I don't got to have.
And that's crazy because I ain't cutting out mine.
I know because you fail Amazon. Say. I just log into yours. Yeah. And log into somebody else's. Yeah. I'm using my resources. I'm just tired. Yeah. I'm reclaiming my time. Because I used it, but I don't use it a lot because I be jumping on Shein a lot. And then I make it on, you know what I'm saying? So, I really don't get on Amazon as much as I used to be on it, like, buying supplies. But I realized, I was like, I really don't be on it that much. And it's like a bill I can eliminate. Shit, $14 may not mean nothing to somebody, but it means something to me. So I was like, maybe later on. But I got too many that got prime, so I don't got to have it.
She ain't been cutting out a lot of shit. Because I barely go to actual stores.
Nobody really goes shopping in stores more.
I shop so much on Shein, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably got on probably 6 things right now from Shein. These tights, Shein. Mm-hmm. These nails, Shein. These rings, Shein. This watch, probably Shein.
So let's get it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. When I say let's talk about it, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how she told me about the TikTok shot. So I went on there and bought me a body shaper. Bitch, why that? The whole camera looked like it was supposed to fit, I don't know, like a baby version of us. God, I tried to get in that thing. I couldn't even get on my thigh. And I read the reviews, and I was like, I thought this was the size I was supposed to get. I was excited to put that thing on, but I couldn't even get my leg in it.
Because all the ones that I see, the reviews, they always say it comes real small, but they said you just got to keep on
working your ass. But I was going to be late. And then they
said if when you put it on, it's going to take a long time to put it on, but when you do,
it's going to compress.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, it was going to take me a long time. I
couldn't about 30 minutes
to get in it because it kept, when I got it up my thigh, it would roll down. You know?
Is it the tights or is it the drawers?
It's like the tights bodysuit. But I said, I'm going to try again, but I want the panty kind.
Get the panty kind because it'll be easy to put on.
Yeah, and I just got the tights kind because that one girl, the way it sucked her up, I was like, ooh, I want that. But, yeah, it was epic fail for me. But TikTok, I got some good stuff.
Something else on there?
This girl ordered me a cup. You know, I like cups. It's like a glass cup where you can see through it. It was really nice. Yeah, I'm going to try it, though. I'm just really getting the hang of TikTok, though.
Yeah. This is my fave. And I told you, you know what, to be honest, because every week, I'm not going to lie, I order these. I have 2 orders from Shein every week.
What you been getting?
But no, what I'm saying is you will be proud of me for this last week.
You don't have nothing?
I ain't ordered nothing.
What you order from TikTok shop, though? Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, probably because you didn't order that goddamn thing. You don't need none right now.
Yeah, because I was like, I said, what the fuck? I was so proud of myself because I told me, because I click on her every day just to look. And so I was like, don't do it. But today is Sunday.
And
so.
It's free shipping. Why you say that?
It's free shipping because it's over $9.99. And so, you know what I'm saying? So after we... I'm not going in there. Fuck you, Shein.
I be uninstalling the app a lot. But I might go in there and buy me some socks or something. I don't know, but I don't need them. I need socks, though, because I somehow had a washing machine to dry.
But see, I just thought about it because I need some more makeup sponges.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'd be little shit. Then I'm like, I gotta go ahead and add some more to the cart so I can get free shipping. That's a whole nother thing.
But y'all, my birthday coming up, okay? Mm-hmm. Just so y'all know.
Yes.
Just putting it out there. Because Black History Month, I was born in Black History Month. Go figure.
Because you a history.
And I'm Black.
And you history in the making as well.
And I'm all about us. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
And it's a month of love. I am love.
You are.
I am.
Brother love. Why they do brother love?
Damn, Diddy. I still want a Diddy Bop, though. I was going to change my name on Instagram to K Diddy, but then I was like, no.
And then, you know what? Because we got a friend, his name E, and then sometimes we call him E Diddy. And I don't even call him E Diddy no more.
Only because he throw nice parties. And, you know, even though Diddy had them parties, people still love going to parties. It's just that people weren't supposed to find out what was going on with them parties.
But see, I think, like, to be honest, like, even though I wasn't thorough, but I feel that a lot of this shit was happening I'm saying like in the background of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had like the main part, then you had like them private rooms. I feel like a lot of stuff was happening in private rooms. I don't think it was happening at the, you know what I'm saying, the main part. I could be wrong. I don't know. But that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think they was doing all this shit like just in the open like that.
Yeah, if we was at them private parties, I would be at one of them private rooms. I knew it would. I ain't gonna lie to you because for one, I'm curious. And if I get in that room and they're doing some stuff, it's going to make me say, hey, what y'all... Oh, what is that? Is that a line you snorting?
You're going to snort?
Absolutely not.
You been to say that you wanted to go to a party so you can snort a line. You going to lie to them like that now?
That was only with Bobby Brown when he was snorting crack, snorting cocaine. I would have snorted it with Bobby.
Yeah, you been told them that you want to be one of them lines.
Back in the day, I would have snorted some coke. I ain't gonna even lie to you. If I born them 70s, I would have been doing like that, you know what I'm saying? My nostril probably would have been like collapsed because I would have been on that thing. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie. But I would have been a functional cokehead. You wouldn't have even, you knew unless you walked in. I hate to see you got a little something on your nose. Yeah. So,
I don't know why she up here saying this shit when her ass don't even do shit now. So why aren't you gonna do nothing now then?
Cause I don't know. I just be like, back in the day, it's like the coolest thing. I would have been in a hit. I don't know. I would have been like a Black Panther, but then in another life, I would have been a hippie because I'm like a mixture of both. But I really would have started a line and smoked some weed. I would have been floating, man.
Why don't you smoke weed now then?
Because the last time I tried it, I tried it before, and I was in. The thing about the problem was I smoked with people I didn't really know. I knew them, but I ain't know them, and I ain't trust them. So it heightened my senses to people. It made me see stuff in them that I ain't like about them. So in order for me to stop keep liking you, I've been not smoking no weed around you, because it tell me what I truly don't like about you. Because I swear it's like the world stands still, and I see what I don't, and I can hear everything. I ain't like the way it made me feel, and I don't like not having control. Like when I've got my liquor in me, like I be free. Like I drink like a mug. But we, you can't control that. Like, it's just, I don't like feeling slow like that. I don't like it. Mm-mm. Now, some coke. And I don't last that long. And I'd be like, hey, Charles, I'm back.
When we get famous and get...
I ain't snorting no coke. But if y'all heard TMZ say she was coming out, you know what I'm saying, from getting at work, like, mind y'all business, okay? Mind it. It's gonna be like, man, put that. It's gonna knock it out of my hand. Damn, just goddamn! I paid a lot of money for that shit. I got the bank holiday. I got the bank.
It's gonna be. He like, you know what? Be like, why did you see this podcast end? Be like.
Cause I'll be like, habits. It don't never end. Cause I'm, like, I'm gonna be.
I ain't gonna be on her with you all high doing that shit.
You're not gonna even know I'm on coke, dog. So you can't. I can't show that part of my life.
First of all, I will. Cause I, you know what I'm saying? You know how you notice a little shit? I'd be like, no.
Now we fucking. I ain't gonna be on no motherfucker. First of all, I'm not gonna do that because I'm too scared to put anything up my nose. Cause if a booger gets stuck too hard and I can't get it, I panic. So I just be really high side with y'all because it's funny to me because I've always said that.
Somebody gonna think it's true.
I ain't snoring no motherfucking line. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now somebody can snort a line out of my booty if they want to. Boosie. Did you say no? Boosie said you put an X in your booty hole. That too, Boosie Boo. I'm with it. Okay.
What the fuck is wrong? This death row shit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
My ponytails.
Do you want to get into our first topic? Because her ass is tripping hard.
Yes.
So, our first topic, we're going to talk about passport bros. And you're probably like, what the hell is a passport, bro? Let me tell you. So, it's a thing that black men actually say that they're passport bros because they actually go overseas to find a wife. Mm. And the reason why they do that is because they said the black women in America basically is too independent. We don't listen. We do not submit. We're too, we got attitudes and we're too hard to deal with. So they created this thing where they fly overseas so they can get a woman that will submit and will listen. And you know what I'm saying? Basically, it's less stressful on them than an American woman. So how do you feel about dudes who are the passport bros? So if you can go on TikTok, Instagram, or something, hashtag passport bros, so y'all can understand what I'm saying. It's videos, it's all on YouTube and all this other stuff of dudes, of real black men on the internet, on Beyonce's internet, saying that they are not fucking with us American ladies, especially the black American ladies, because they going overseas to get somebody who is, you know what I'm saying, you know, well manageable, you know what I'm saying? Don't give them much stress or anything like that.
And you
passport bros.
So you asking me how do I feel about it?
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts, girl?
I was surprised when you told me. I've never mm-hmm. heard of that before. So I was like, it's something like that. I'm surprised, like, oh, it's something like that, but then I'm not surprised because what I've come to realize over these past couple of weeks when I returned to social media, mm-hmm. that black men really, a lot of black men don't like us black women. So I'm pretty sure when they're going overseas to get women who are not black, Americanized, they're not getting black women. My thoughts on that is bye. Because clearly, if you got to fly way over there to get somebody who you want to be super submissive and all that, then do what works best for you. Because, bye. We don't want you. I don't want nobody who don't want me or us. Because I hate when people say we're too independent. We're too, I guess, mouthy. We're not submissive. But the thing about it is, are you a leader? Are you leading? Do you make me want to be submissive? We're independent because we have no other choice but to be. If anything, it should be the passport gals going overseas.
That part. That fucking part.
Because, honey, I don't know why they thinking they just the whole table. It's this big thing of everybody like they what you bring to the table. They think they all that, honey. Go on. If that's what you want to do, go on about your life. We don't give a damn. Because we need to be some passport girls. Because what the fuck do y'all got to offer? So bye. Girl, they can tear their ass. Seriously. I'm sick of, I'm sick of people. Are these just black men or all men?
No, it's black men.
I'm sick of black men acting like we the enemy. And as soon as you go over there and get whatever you getting, you'll come back over here and then finally run into a woman who don't check them boxes of everything that you said that black women are. And then you want to be like, wow, you're different. You're rare. Get the fuck out of here. Stay over there. And may your plane crash when you go over there. They talking about us. They said black. Man, you're playing. Lord, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to say, but I'm just saying shit. You ugly. You're evil. Why would you say something like that? You ain't got a shit on us to go get what you want. Oh, so let us be the reason why you're going over there. Go ahead, sis. Mm.
I feel you.
I meant that.
I feel you. Hey, y'all.
Look, I was waiting. I know she's finna come. Go ahead. Go off.
Now, here's my thing. To you, sir, if you are one of the passport bros looking at this, I'm saying it with my whole chest and my whole big ass stomach. Listen, you ain't shit and you are very weak. I'm gonna use that word.
Yeah.
Weak as fuck. And the reason I say that, and I'm being so honest with you, listen at what I'm telling you, right? If a man in America, black man who was raised by a black woman, or he could have been adopted, raised by something else, but I'm just saying just the you know, majority, right? You was raised by probably a black woman. You probably, you know what I'm saying, went to school with all these black women, or you know what I'm saying, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot find somebody that you're looking for over here in America, are you really looking? You get what I'm saying? Or are you, you know what I'm saying, having bad experiences with certain women that you're choosing over here? Because here's my thing. Basically, I'm not going to say that all men cheat. I don't care how many episodes we talk about cheating. I told y'all this so many times. I can keep running to men that cheat and cheat and cheat. Don't mean I'm saying I'm finna go overseas because I know some of them don't cheat. No. The ones that I'm picking, they just, you know what I'm saying, on their bullshit. I just got to, you know what I'm saying, pick somebody else. So the fact that you would say that, you know what I'm saying, women over there are more, you know what I'm saying, submissive and all that. Like she said, we talked about this before. I am so independent. And so many black women are independent. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm not taking that away from y'all. We are.
Mm-hmm.
But we have had to be. You know what I'm saying? We have had, you know what I'm saying, so many men that, you know, are not in the household. So we had to step up and to pay out the bills and do all this other stuff. Of course. You know what I'm saying? So we have, you know what I'm saying, that mindset. Like, I'm going to do it, you know what I'm saying, on my own. However, when you get somebody, you know what I'm saying, that properly knows how to lead you, that woman easily submits. Not every woman, okay? Mm-hmm. But most women, you know what I'm saying? The reason why we take on the head of household and we the leaders and all this stuff, because again, there is not a man that we trust to relinquish that power to, you know what I'm saying, actually lead us. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, as much of a leader as I am, I'm the most submissive person. She told y'all this before. I'm so fucking submissive when, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? And everybody, I can submit to you, you know what I'm saying? Because I trust that you're going to lead us right, right? So if you haven't found somebody that is going to lead from you, you not that man. You get what I'm saying? Like, you ain't put nothing, no woman, you know what I'm saying, hands where she able to trust you. You know what I'm saying? And so, are you actually looking for a wife, sir? Or are you looking for a, you know what I'm saying, assistant? Because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of them say they want the women to work. I mean, you know what I'm saying, cook, clean, do all this other stuff. Listen, I go to work and I'm still going to cook, clean, and all this other stuff. So, again, is that some of the women that you're choosing? So, are you, you know what I'm saying, are you making it, are you financially stable where you can, you know what I'm saying, make her quit her job? And that's all she doing is cater to you? Like, you know what I'm saying, like, or what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? So, but the fact that you saying that black women are not able to, we not listening, we not doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, So which women are you choosing in America? You get what I'm saying? Like, just say, like, if I'm, like, choosing nothing but, like, hood niggas and all this other stuff. Like, that's me. That's not a American issue. Like, I'm choosing the wrong ones. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of times with these passport bros, like, a lot of them, seriously, they already give me the, you know what I'm saying, their mindset of, like, they want, like, a weak woman. Meaning, like, the woman who does not have a backbone.
Yeah.
A woman who doesn't have a personality. The woman who, you know what I'm saying, like them little Chinese ladies, you know what I'm saying, no offense, a woman, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, yes, sir, no, sir, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't want your woman to have any type of say-so in the relationship, you just want her to just go along with whatever you say. So my thing is, like, passport bros, to me, I classify them as yes men. They looking for yes women. They, you know what I'm saying, whatever I say, you just go with. And we talked about this before. Yes, me in a relationship or in a friendship is the worst thing ever. Because you're not calling me out of my shit. Mm-hmm. Basically, they want to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? To them, like, no, tell me when I'm wrong.
Or they want people, they want, like, women, like, back in the day who never said nothing, who never did. And they just...
And mentally was woke up,
started their chores, fixed their man breakfast, brought him his slippers, earned his drawers.
But they didn't have to work.
They didn't have to work and do nothing. They would be...
So you finna take me from my job?
That's what I'm saying. But even then, like, you should want a woman with a voice. Because how she supposed to stand? When your back gets the wall, who's supposed to be your advocate for you? Mm-hmm. But if you get a woman who you don't want to say nothing, to be really submissive, you're going to have to feed her what you want her to say. And then you're going to be like, damn, you can't speak up. Like, what do you want? Like, shut the fuck up. Because you don't even know what you want.
Yeah.
You want a fucking, a mail order bride.
Yeah.
One of them damn dummies where they don't say shit. They just be mute and don't say shit. And anybody that wants somebody like that is... really, like, warped.
Yeah.
Crazy. Like, because who wants somebody who just, like, whatever you like at your beck and call, like a servant?
Like, so you said that, come to me, yeah, whatever you like, whatever you like. Like,
he was looking like, and he was a king and was like, well, prince, he was a prince at the time. But he was going to be like, I don't want to be somebody. Say something, have an opinion.
Have an opinion. Like, that is, to be honest, that's a boring ass fucking relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Even though, like, in my relationship, I'm like, damn, oh, I wish he did this to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that'd be boring as fuck if he, you know what I'm saying, not being him. And, you know what I'm saying, and just doing, like, everything that I'm like, you know, don't be my yes man. That's not, you know what I'm saying, a good relationship at all, because somebody is suffering silent. Somebody is holding resentment silent. And she already know the relationship that, you know, the one I'm talking about, the yes man that just went along. You know what I'm saying? Somebody is going to build up and then y'all going to break up. Serious. And the other person is going to resent the fuck out of you, which we see all the shit that he doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, all the, you know what I'm saying? So, again, like,
baby, I said, you need a hug.
It's like, do not get, you know what I'm saying, with somebody where it's, you know what I'm saying, like, the easiest thing ever of, you know what I'm saying, like, not having nothing to say. Or especially when I heard that they were saying that we talk at, like, it was, they were saying something like, we talk at them because basically our money is the same as theirs, and because, you know what I'm saying, we status wise I mean, financially up there with them, you know what I'm saying? Because again, most statistic, y'all can pull up, we said all the time, statistically the black woman, you know what I'm saying, financially is above the black man in America, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and because of that, they saying that, like, we, It's a power struggle for black women in America.
Well, it may be a power struggle, especially, like, for the most part, a black woman will submit to anybody, like we say, that's worth submitting to. But if I'm making this bread and you ain't coming with it, like, I'm not going to waste my time with you. So you do have some women, I'm not going to lie, you do have some women who have, and that do talk at men like that, but that's not all, everyone.
Exactly.
You got the one with all the bread in the world that's very dominant and, like, very aggressive and wants to be the leader of the house, and you just be the house husband. But you got other women who are looking with money like that are looking for somebody who they like, damn, take this load off of me. Mm-hmm. You be the man. You know what I'm saying? I know I got this money, but damn, you know what I'm saying? So they can't box every woman together, and that's why it pisses me off. If they would have said, I'm going, passport bros are going overseas to get a wife because women in America were this. But when you put all black, when you categorize us like black women.
Even if they said women in America, I still have a problem with it.
I would still have a problem with it too, but I'm talking more so it's because you're talking about us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ever talk about them other bitches. They don't ever give them other girls and other races as much grief as they give us. And I don't know why the fuck we get it the worst when we the blueprint. Like, I don't get it. But whatever, I don't know if it's intimidation or what it is, but sir, turn your ass.
Because again, like I said, as independent as we are and as much as we, you know what I'm saying, like she said, take the load off of me. I want a man to be a man. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, where it's like, come in and make me be soft. Make me be the woman. I want to sit back and be like, my man got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a sexy ass thing to say. Like, he got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to get it today. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got like this. That's something I feel that every woman deep down inside, I don't care how much money she make, I don't care what the fuck her status is, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that I feel that all women across the board, race or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's just a certain thing where it's like, you want your man to, you know what I'm saying, have, and to women, like I said, there are some women out there who, like, they want to be the man in a relationship. Don't find those type of women, because yes, it is women out here that's who like make that out of bread, and they like, not, like, don't find a woman like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, find a woman who that you know that, okay, you know what I'm saying, she will, you know what I'm saying, probably, you know, she know how to follow. Like, as much of a leader I am I have to be a great follower first, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyways, you too. If you would like to hear more about the Passport Bros, because we only give y'all half of the episode, go ahead and click on a podcast platform and listen at the rest of this episode, because we got some other shit to say, okay? So fly y'all ass over there. You don't fly to, you know what I'm saying, overseas to get nobody. But fly over there, you know what I'm saying, listen to the rest of this episode. But YouTube, guess what? We have... Now, everybody else who is still listening, basically, if you have to, you know what I'm saying, leave everywhere, I mean, the whole fucking country to, you know what I'm saying, to get somebody like that, like, it's already a sense of, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to do a work. And I'm not saying that we are work, but if, again, like I said, it's easy to find somebody who will just, overseas, who will just do that, because again, a lot of them are raised to sit at home and, you know what I'm saying, they cook and clean all day and all this other shit. But a lot of y'all who doing that, y'all want us to still work. Yep. Make it make sense. Like, you want me to, you know what I'm saying, like, to be out this and treat you like the king and, you know what I'm saying, and go along with all this other shit, and we still have to pay bills.
And still be Cinderella.
And it's like, can you at least take all the load off of me, you know what I'm saying, where I ain't got to do nothing? Like, maybe I would love to, you know what I'm saying, be the at-home wife and not, you know what I'm saying, do e motherfucking thing, but I would still work.
Yeah.
Even, like I said, I don't care if I get with a billionaire. I'm still, now I'm not going to a 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying?
But
I'm still doing something to have, because I feel that every person
you should,
on this earth, I don't care how much money your spouse has, you should always have some type of income coming in. It does not have to be, you know what I'm saying, bukus or money, but you still need, because you need that sense of independence. You know what I'm saying? And it's like just as a person, you know what I'm saying, to have some type of income coming in as a person.
Yeah.
So even if my man made trillions of dollars, I'm still having some little boutique or some little shop or something where, you know what I'm saying, so I can be like, yeah, this is my own. Not the fact that, you know what I'm saying, it's because I want to leave you. No, it's the fact that, like, it's mentally, I want to make sure that I just, you know what I'm saying, have something just that I can call my own, have my name on this account, my, you know what I'm saying, name on the check or whatever.
Yeah. And what's crazy is I lost my train of thought when you said that. When you said, you should always have some source of income, because people switch up.
Yeah.
And you see it every day. Like, you think, you like, oh, this, for you, I'll be like, this person would never do this to me. And then that never comes.
Yep.
You see so many celebrities where we was like, even me and Charles was like, oh, we love this couple. And then they turned around and made us feel like, well, damn, we had faith in them and we was all ass wrong. We was basing out what we saw, and it was like deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with you. I'm always have some type of income for him, because he may always be the one to take care of me and do me right, but it's still the fact that it's possible that you can. You can wake up tomorrow and be like, and then, Lord forbid, something happened to him. You never know. Mm-hmm. Like, we might not have no Kobe Bryant to leave everything like he did for Vanessa. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, you have to be able to still maintain.
And see, my fear would not be of him leaving me. My fear would, it's not a fear. It's just the fact that I just, you know what I'm saying, as a person, I just want to feel that, like, me as a person, I'm putting something in. Because, you know what I'm saying, every relationship is a partnership. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if he pays all the bills or whatever like that, me as a partner, I want to feel like I'm doing my part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm leeching on him because he makes all this bread. You know what I'm saying? And he does all the, yes, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's not always about financially, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, okay, well, at least I can do this so he can be straight, or, you know, yeah, make his day go by faster. Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or something like that. But however, the Passport Bros, I feel, are men that, you know what I'm saying, want a yes woman, and they don't want a woman to have a backbone. So mm-hmm. they go over there where women are, you know what I'm saying, different cultures are, you know what I'm saying, raised to, you know what I'm saying, cook and serve. Basically, they raised like servants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously.
They groomed
to be, you know what I'm saying, servants.
To be a wife for the hood.
Yes, but also they're groomed to not work.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you the passports, I hope that you got passport money.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? Because
bringing them over,
you bring her all back over here, and you gonna get mad because she, you know what I'm saying, not working. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because again, you want her just to be, yo, you know, stay at home and cook and clean up. You might as well get a maid, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, it's not even just about that, because I'm going to cook and clean, you know what I'm saying, with the 80-hour job or 10, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do that, period.
Yeah.
So, but however, if that's the only thing, you know, you can get a maid.
Facts.
The maid is, you know what I'm saying, the same.
And then just get you somebody who come in and fuck on you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you don't want to fuck your maid, you know what I'm saying? Like, get you somebody who just handle your sexual desires, and get somebody to handle your household needs. Like, they goofy.
But it's also, let me say this, because when a woman has her own, her requirements are different from a woman who does not.
True.
Because a woman who, you know what I'm saying, already is paying her bills, you know what I'm saying, has a job. I'm not talking about just, you ain't got to have those six figures. I'm just somebody, just a normal job. Paying her bills, you know what I'm saying? I already have her own car, you know what I'm saying? Can, you know, purchase what she wants, you know what I'm saying? Her requirement, and hold on, let me say, not just that, has a mental in check, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Has a personality, you know what I'm saying? Has, you know, like, willing to be loyal and all this other shit to you. Her requirements is different from a woman who is a little cuckoo, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? Who is having daddy issues, you know what I'm saying? Probably jump from job to job. Probably, you know what I'm saying? Her requirements is not the same, mm-hmm, because she really like, we just gonna be in a relationship. She ain't worried about a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. She just worried about, you know what I'm saying, you just being with her, and it's gonna be toxic and all this other shit. So she not gonna require what somebody, you know, mentally healthy and on her shit is gonna require.
Yeah,
because she requires you to have a healthy relationship. So the fact that, you know what I'm saying, it's not gonna be the same.
True.
At the fuck out. So again, I feel that those type of dudes, they looking for the woman who requirements or low as fuck. They look for women who require the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And so as far as they go for the low hanging fruit that we was talking about. So they go over there to get somebody easy, because they know, I ain't gotta talk to, you know what I'm saying, Charlene like that. You know what I'm saying? She go, you know, I'm just making up shit, you know what I'm saying? Or Sue Lee, it is what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? She just gonna go along with it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I get it. Not for real, for real.
Okay. So you got something else you want to say about that?
No.
Because, baby, I got this peppermint in my mouth and I'm trying to chew it.
Yeah.
But if you would, we're going to go ahead and jump to the letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us on one of our social media pages.
Okay, so this is a DM. Someone asked, how do y'all feel about Iman Shumpert saying men with money don't want women paying the bills? Men don't want you for your money. Do you agree or disagree?
Men with money don't want you
paying the bills. Iman Shumpert says, mm-hmm, men with money don't want women paying the bills. Mm-hmm. Men don't want you for your money. So he's, mm-hmm, basically saying that men don't want women for their money. Mm-hmm. They don't want a woman paying the bills. Mm-hmm. Do you agree or do you disagree?
I agree. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the men that have a lot of money and the status, especially them celebrities, you see them all the time. A lot of time they get women who don't have money, you know what I'm saying? And because again, I feel it's a man's thing to pay the bills. Like, it's a power that they get in, like, you know what I'm saying, taking control.
Some,
you
know, men.
Let me say this, some men, not
some
all men. Because, you know, but yeah, a lot of men, like I said, that's a ego thing, you know what I'm saying? And that's a, like I said, because whoever really holds the money a lot of times holds the power.
Dominance. Yeah.
Dominance. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so because of that, you know what I'm saying? They don't mind, like I said, getting with women who really don't have, you know what I'm saying, a lot. But it flips. And the reason I say I agree with him, because if a woman with money, a lot of times we want men who have more or about the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, be like, damn, I at least want you him to have more than what I got. Mm-hmm. Or more, you know what I'm saying? Or at least about the same. You know what I'm saying? Because again, like I said, we said before, I know it's a, you know what I'm saying, a man thing where it's like, I want my man to feel like that he is contributing and he's handling shit. You know what I'm saying? So when they don't do that, it's a, you know what I'm saying, it's on their mental, like, damn, ain't happening, or you know what I'm saying? And so I know it's a mental thing for them.
Yeah.
So, but I do agree with him. They don't really care about you. They care about you gonna be loyal to me, you gonna fuck me, you go, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like
the, to me, the men seem like the men that the around our age. I can't speak about these young ones because I'd be so confused about what the fuck they put on the internet. But I agree with you. Like, most men want to feel like that. Like, they don't want a woman to be able to say, nigga, I pay the bills. They don't want to be having a woman throwing it up in their face or feeling like, because most men who are not able to provide, like, you always see if a man falls off, like, he ain't where he want to be, it really depresses him and makes him, like, be in a funk because he's like, this ain't it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want... You got some men who love women taking care of them, don't give a fuck about you sliding in their car, can give a fuck whether they leave or they dominate or not, but you got some men where it truly, truly bothers them. To the point where they be like, look, I don't want to be in a relationship until I get my shit together because this ain't it and I don't want to be dependent on you. That's the type of man I want. I'm not trying to be funny. Like, I want a man who, like, if he know, if he really feeling like, even though, you know, you, if he work and he lose his job, y'all struggle together, like I saw something that said, I struggle with you, but I'm not going to be struggling because of you. You know what I'm saying? So you would want a man.
Ooh, bitch, that's a damn, that's a quote and a fucking a topic, bitch. Yeah. I will struggle with you, but I'm not going to struggle because of you.
That's it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because, again, like you said, we as women, both of us can be working. You know what I'm saying? Then if you lose your job or something, I don't mind. Duh, I'm not finna leave you because
That's the whole point of us being a team.
Yes.
It's like if you fall off, I got you now. It may be a struggle because my income may not carry the whole load because every household is different and you work your bills in the way everything work what works best for you. You know what I'm saying? Most people like, oh, in this society, the way inflation is, I'm not going to, if a man can carry, like you said, if he can carry the little gray, but I'm not going to let him do that because it's like, why? Because we're putting the savings, nigga, and we're going to do this shit. We're going to work together type of shit. But we, what I found is, like, before when we were younger, you and I, before we came to where we are in life now, mentally and healing as mature women, we would let a motherfucker struggle, like a motherfucker who wasn't, didn't have shit. We was taking care of, like, sliding them shit because they want to hustle and the profit ain't, it ain't profiting. You ain't Nino Brown, nigga, you know what I'm saying? But we was still holding them down, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, most men be like, no, we ain't going to eat because I can't pay for it, so we're going to find something in the house, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sometimes he may let you treat like that. I do want a man who's very, like, I want to see a man be uncomfortable if he know he ain't got it. Because if you just comfortable and you sitting there like that, I'm looking at you like, it's going to make me get annoyed. It's giving like you using me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Baby, like I said, I'll struggle with you.
But because of you.
I'm not going to struggle because
of you. Like, damn, now I'm struggling because we together.
But you know, because you know you get with somebody and you know you they feel like you think they got it and then they be bleeding you dry, like we give because we pour into people. You know, we don't be looking for nothing back because it's just we just givers, and we give so much we don't think about what's not being pouring back. It's the well ain't flowing, water it ain't.
It's like, can we give and take? Give and take. Let's go.
Absolutely, and it's a lot of times a lot of men
be takers
and don't think like that. So you have to really just pay attention to the person and people. You can tell a taker off the muscle. You just sit back and watch. If motherfucker let you pay for everything, fuck that. If motherfucker let you pay for everything, fuck that. If you be like, look, we can't go to motherfucking Papados today, we can go to Cheddar's, or we can go to Chili's and get this 2 for $20, that's something, nigga. But if you let me, if I'm like, let's go eat, and we get there, you just sitting there looking like, because even now, if I go out with my little friend and he pay every time, sometimes I be like, well, damn, bitch, put your card out, or pay the tip, because he'll pay it, I'm like, ugh. And then I'll be like thinking about it in my head. I'm like, damn, I should have pulled my card out, but I don't want to be disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just that type of thing or whatever. But, honey, passport boy, suck my dick. I'm just going back to that. I don't know if they listen to passport, suck my dick. But Iman, I agree with you.
I agree with him.
But I don't agree with him if he had that water and that cable bill turned off on Tiana and them kids. But that's a whole nother story,
though. I don't think he did. You know, like, some stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think he did that. Especially because the kids are there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But when she clapped back and was like, y'all, just TMZ said something. And she said, we went without no cable or something. It was right back on. So I don't know if he did turn it off, got it out his name, mm-hmm. and she put it back. I don't know, but... Prayers to them, because it shouldn't have got that messy with mm-hmm. them, because they had a great friendship. It mm-hmm. seemed like, I just hate that it even got that terrible. And I'm just saying that, not to be bouncing back and forth, because I said Iman, he the one that said it. I just wish it hadn't got that nasty between them, because they seemed like they were really great mm-hmm. friends. And I was like, that's terrible.
They seemed like they seemed like they were dogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like for real.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is sad.
Okay.
Well.
So, we'll go ahead and jump to our next topic.
And if the beat live, you know, little juke
made. Hey, yeah. We're gonna talk about this beef with Nicki and Megan. If y'all don't know, Nicki Minaj, okay, is beefing with Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion dropped a song called Hiss. You know what I'm saying? And so, now she didn't mention no name. She didn't mention, you know what I'm saying? It was just some stuff that she was just, you know, the go watch the video. It's fire. The song is fire, you know? And so Nicki was doing all this live and posting and all this shit. So on, a part of the song, Meg had said something about Megan's Law. She said, y'all not mad at Meg. Y'all need to be mad at Megan's Law or something. So, they Googled, you know what I'm saying, what it is. And so Megan's Law, is about, the six
a little girl named Megan, I think, was killed by a pedophile. So they put like an Amber Alert, but they did like Megan's Law for Megan. And it's just great that it's called Megan's Law, because it's so dope. It's God's plan. I'm trying to be funny.
For real.
It's God's plan. And you want my
go on girl.
Real hot girl shit.
Mm.
I just had to say that. And I try to say not to be like, you know, because I don't really follow rap like that, you know what I'm saying? But I love music and I like what I like. I'm Team Meg. I'm Team Megan. I'm just
Texas all the way, baby.
Texas all the way, baby, because I just feel like I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I don't know who started the beef and I really don't give a fuck. Who started it or whatever, but I'm just saying I love Megan because I don't think she's problematic.
Mm-mm.
I like her because she's from Texas, of course. I just like her personality. This your HBCU graduate. I just like mm-hmm. Megan, and then I can relate to her by losing a parent or whatever, and you can too because she lost her daddy too, and she lost her mama, so I can relate. And I think that people, and I just think maybe I got a soft spot for Meg because I feel like she ain't got nobody in the industry, and people just fuck with her.
Especially, she lost her best friend,
and then she ain't got her best friend. Got mad at her because she fucked Tory Lanez and her friend was fucking Tory Lanez. Man, whatever. Man, Tory for everybody. And I don't condone that best friend sleep with people shit, but I need the backstory. I didn't know. I think Meg fucked him first. But anyway, that's neither here nor there because I'm Team Megan. I just feel that, now I done listened to his, like, the whole ride over to Charles' house. It takes me about 45 minutes to get here, and I didn't take it off repeat because mm-hmm. I just love the way she wrote the beat. I don't give a fuck if they say she, like, a... I love it. And she can flow and she can fucking mm-hmm. freestyle. And the fact how that Megan's Law was, that one line sent that girl down a fucking wall, slide wall, cry. Because she was on live for like Charles said for 72 hours. And then she wanted to rant on X or Twitter or whatever. And was talking about the girl, her mom and dad and all that, and saying how she fucked these niggas. And in the song, Megan addressed it. She was like, y'all worried about my body count and niggas that want to fuck, I still can fuck. And she just saying, why y'all worried about it? And I think it's, why are y'all worried about it? They talking about she lied about fucking Tory Lanez. Y'all be saying the same thing about me. I'm not finna up if Gayle King or some whatever bitch name is asked me, did you have sex with Tory? I'll be like, no. Because, bitch, I don't owe you no explanation.
Because you ain't got to know who the fuck I fucked.
And if he comes out and say I did, and I'll be like, well, shit, he done told it now, so now I got to agree. But, shit.
I still lie. Keep lying,
but I'm saying, I think
shit.
It came out in the court.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, if it wasn't no court shit, I'm still lying.
And my thing is, she's young. She's just 28, so she can fuck around if she wants to. Motherfuckers do it all the time. It's just that these niggas that she fuck with run their mouth. Like she mm-hmm. said, if she knew nigga one player, they'll never get the pussy again because mm-hmm. she thought that was player, whatever. But like I said, the beef with them is crazy. Like, and I get rap beef, and I know you hit below the belt. I be like, but sometimes, like, that was just too far. They were like, all the gloves come off. It don't matter. And I get it. But I just feel like that was just too far. Because Meg, at the beginning of her song, of his, she was like, fuck y'all. I don't owe y'all no explanation. But I'm going to say this. And when I say this, I'm going to dead this. And she went off and she addressed everything the internet been saying about her. She never said nobody's name. So you have to really guess and assume who she's talking about. But Nikki made it clear that she knew she was talking about her when she tweeted and said, at Megan's Law, she said, you told me to come for my family. And then she started talking about her mom and all that other stuff like that. My thing is, and the Barbs are going crazy to back up Nikki. And I'm like, they fucking delusional. Because my thing is, if you're the queen of rap like you say you are, why do you beef with every woman that come at that you feel like they're great for you?
I can't wait to talk.
If anything, why the fuck ain't you collaborating with them? Because, bitch, one monkey don't stop no show. Her ride with you, y'all do that, it be a fire-ass album. But she has a problem with every motherfucking woman that come out. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to pass to Charles. Because Megan said in her song, you only can hang with them when you ain't a threat. You could be cool with them when you ain't a threat. So if you threaten them, you ain't gonna be cool. Cause like Megan even said in the song, she was like, I'm trying to figure out what the chance, and I don't even know what the fuck, what the problem is in her song. But I'm past the choice. I got so much to say about that, but I'm team Megan. I don't give a fuck if you listen to this and you don't like it, fuck you, but I'm team Megan. Go ahead, trust me.
If you don't realize, we both team Megan around this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Texas baby. But not, let me say this, not even because she's from Texas. I just like her, you know what I'm saying, as a person. I'm with you. I do not think she's problematic. I think, like I said, she you know what I'm saying, rise for herself because she really ain't got nobody. Let's fucking be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, mama gone, daddy gone, you know what I'm saying? Just lost the best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. So for me, like real talk, when Megan first came out, let's address that. Megan was tight with all of them. Not, you know what I'm saying? She was like, because with the, it was Cardi and Nicki and all, you know what I'm saying? She was like, I'm her for everybody. I'm fans of everybody.
Yeah, she wasn't,
you know what I'm saying? She not on none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So she was cool with everybody. But however, when Nicki, you know what I'm saying, it was, you know, some years where she was really the only female rapper that was really topping charts and all that shit. Yeah, we had Trina and shit, but you know what I'm saying, like, she don't want really making songs. But I feel when other female rappers start, you know what I'm saying, coming out, Nicki started really hating on these new and up and coming artists. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And my thing is, like, real talk, if you are the queen of rap, and you are the only one, you know what I'm saying, that is, you know, been handing the torch for so many years. You know what I'm saying? I'm not addressing any motherfucking thing. Because, like, not trying to be funny. Like, I say this all the time. I'm not getting off my fucking pedestal to handle no peasants. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce don't address shit.
She did exactly what Megan did.
You know what I'm saying? And I fucking love that. Like, you know, people be talking, I love that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything does not have to be made in, you know what I'm saying, address it. Because, again, as soon as y'all address it, I'm putting you on the same fucking pedestal to me. Mm-hmm. And, bitch, you are not on my pedestal, bitch. Mm-hmm. You are not on my fucking level. Yeah, like I told y'all, if somebody has a beef with me and they posting shit online, you would never see me address it. Because, again, bitch, you go just keep doing what you're doing. I'm not going to address that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, I'm putting you on the same level as me. Mm-hmm. You're not on my level. Mm-hmm. So, it made, you know what I'm saying, real talk, when everybody else was coming out and I saw Nikki was hating on them girls and all this shit, I stopped liking her. Because I'm like, why the, because when I think of, you know what I'm saying, rappers, I want you to be like, I'm the best and I'm that bitch. And I like that confidence, you know what I'm saying? And so, but when I see a weakness of you hating on somebody, I look at you as being weak. And I don't like, you know what I'm saying, people like that. So I'm like, I don't like that, Nikki. You on some hating shit. Like, damn. Because, again, with Cardi shining, that ain't taking away from your shine. The Barb still going to love you. You know what I'm saying? But when you having to do all that, I'm like, now you feel like they're a threat. The reason why I'm not going to address you, because you're not a threat to me. Because, again, bitch, I'm in my own lane. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's a lane for everybody.
It's enough money for everybody. Y'all rapping sales are totally different.
And so, my thing is, like, people can love you and love her. They ain't got to pick a side. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and she wanted to pick a side.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Stupid. So, for me, you know what I'm saying? Now that, that Megan, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, adding, I see she topping charts and all this other shit, I feel that Nikki is hating. You know what I'm saying? I really, truly feel that way. Even how she be moving, how, you know what I'm saying, all other type of shit. So when Megan just came out with this song Kiss, even though, you know what I'm saying, like, people can Google Megan's Law and they, you know what I'm saying, all this shit. Nikki, because of, you know what I'm saying, who she is, like, real talk, Nikki shouldn't have said shit. She shouldn't have said shit. Even though, you know what I'm saying, I would have been like, damn, you know what I'm saying, if I was Nikki, like, damn, she said she got me. You know what I'm saying, she got me, you know what I'm saying, oh, you know what I'm saying, I would have been talking so much shit behind the scenes, just took my man, be like, you know, she on that bullshit, blah. But addressing, no. You put Megan above you.
And the only reason why Megan said something is because they've been fucking with her. I heard a snippet of a song where she said something about you need to stay in your Tory Lanez. I ain't Iggy. Talking about her. You know what I'm saying? Like making fun of her being shot. Megan, like, because she Tory. And she been holding her tongue for a long time. And they said Megan started something. I ain't never heard her say nothing. If she did say something, she never said nobody's name. And you can say what you want to say, but like she said, a hit dog on holler.
Nikki was bothered as fuck. She, them videos of her going live and she made, and said, I'm looking like she was bothered as fuck. You get what I'm saying? Like, I love that Meg had just put a picture of her laughing, like, bitch, because again, I'm rattling your feathers. I always say, don't give nobody that much power over you. She gave Megan all the fucking power. When she addressed that for that long, I'm like, this bitch is hurt.
When she was on live.
This bitch is hurt. It's just, I'm like, that bitch girl. But yeah, so she was bothered as fuck. If I was Nikki, like I said, that for your status-wise and your fame, why would you address it? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion about Nikki because I told myself I'm going to stop saying I don't like folks. I don't know these motherfuckers. But she,
I don't like her.
Yeah, I know. It's just, she's a bully. She's a bully. A scary bully that throw rocks and hide her hands. Because when Carter tried to fight her, she wouldn't fight. Because Carter like, let's fight. You don't want to fight. You want to talk that shit.
You talk all that shit, but then you don't want
to. You don't want to fight. And then when Remy might ether her ass for 7 minutes, she was fucking with Nas at the time. She made Nas do something with the beats where they pulled ether because it was, she sampled Nas like ether beat. You know what I'm saying? She done beef with Lotto. She done beef with Lotto. This beef with Doja Cat.
I think the City Girls.
One Miami or JT. JT. She
That's what I'm saying. It's all like you hate.
She's
all
a
these,
common denominator.
It's like girl.
She thinks somebody. And then when she came out, she did that shit with she did that shit with Lil' Kim. You fucking stole Lil' Kim everything. Ain't nothing wrong with that because you pay homage to the ones that came before you. But from the poses to everything, you stole Lil' Kim whole little swag. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to get acknowledged. She was beefing with Kim too. So, honey, she needs to do that healing. And then you can't be mad at nobody that you married that man and he a pedophile and it came out.
Yeah.
Somebody to come and say she mad because she can't go to her, she can't, her husband can't take Papa Bear to Disneyland. Somebody said he could never pick Pop Bro from school. They was turning her ass up in the comments. But I'm like you, like, bitch, if you the queen that you say you are, why you addressing
anything?
I'm
not addressing it.
Beyonce never, and we don't always say Beyonce.
I don't
give a fuck if y'all don't like her. Beyonce, if she addressed anything, she'll put it in the song.
Like,
she,
but I'm saying, like, if as far as, like, even if somebody have a beef with her, they beefing on their own. Because, again, like I said, girl, like, bitch, I'm looking at you like, what are you beefing me for, bitch? I don't even give a fuck about your beef because it ain't no beef. You just over there hating on me.
And that's what that's what Megan said in his. When she said, I don't even know what the problem is. She told me they mad at me. They need to be mad at Megan's Law. She was like, I don't even know what the... She really said, she said, I don't even know what the problem is. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. But bitch, she was like...
Because again, the problem is that, you know what I'm saying, Meg, fame and her status and her winning awards and all that shit, it bothers her. You know what I'm saying? She's giving me the old lady that used to be hot. And mad that the younger ones are hot, you know what I'm saying? But it's like I would be up here clapping and be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I've been holding down for, you know what I'm saying, female rap for all these years now. The fact that I would be, you know what I'm saying? But
when she tried to fight or go at Miley Cyrus at them awards in front of everybody, I lost respect for her then. Miley, what's good? Like, why would you try to fight that little girl? That girl put them hands on you, then what you gonna do?
I wish she would have beat her ass.
Because I like Miley. Mm-hmm. Don't do Miley like that. No, Miley, what's good? Like, girl, please. Because you would never do that to Cardi. You would never do that to Remy. You sure ain't gonna do it to Meg in her face.
Listen.
I just wonder how Megan feeling at that bitch said. Even though, you know, people go for the jugular. And, like, if a motherfucker said, that's why your mama dead now. Because my mama dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll rough my feathers. But I'm just saying, like, I wonder how she truly feeling.
Line, when she said something about Megan's mom being dead, that further lets me know that she bothered
the fuck. She pressed because she had to try to get her heart.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The fact, and, you never ever talk about somebody parent that's dead. You know what I'm saying? That is the lowest shit
because it's in rap the fucking beef. World. At the end of the day, that's personal.
That's
this
too
is
personal.
Rap beef, but because Megan speaking facts, your husband's a pedophile, mm-hmm. so you go for the jugular of stuff that's like facts. That. But when you go below the belt like that, it's personal. Now, mm-hmm. bitch, we could never have a blood and crip truce because you done said something about my mama. Mm-hmm. You have to see me.
You got to.
Megan got to put them hands on them.
Got to.
Because you when you said somebody said conjure up your dead mama. Girl, I would have flew out there with that bitch.
I want to tell Megan so bad, fool. Just go ahead and fly me out.
And beat that hoe.
You know what I'm saying? I will beat her the fuck up.
I wish she had a little sister.
I will spend that time in jail. Just go ahead and make sure I'm straight when I get up. I'm a dragon. Yes. Like, real talk.
She need her ass
real
beat.
Talk.
She need her ass
girl,
beat.
Don't you ever, you know what I'm saying? Girl, real talk.
Because at the end of the day, that girl never said your name about nothing.
Nothing.
Even though people talk about it, let people speculate.
That's what I'm saying.
You the one everybody knows about.
She made her song bigger than that. So, your dumb ass, that's why I said she shouldn't address it all. Let people just talk on the internet, you know what I'm saying? But the fact that she did that gave her so much more fame and so much more attention. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, Kiki, if you ever see me just on Facebook and I'm like, yeah, this bitch, Tawanda.
You'll never do it.
You know what I'm saying? But then, you know how much attention I'm giving to Tawanda?
Because we're going to go looking for Tawanda.
Everybody finna go look, you know what I'm saying?
If she was going to tweet anything, she should have tweeted that emoji with her eyes looking to the side and be like, yeah, you did that. I would have said, bitch, you did that. I don't fuck with you, bitch, you did that. Like, that's just the type
dummy.
Of shit.
But that's why she's not healed and she, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But
y'all know what time it is. Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you. Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you.
Yeah, what's your rando, girl?
Why did they do that on that commercial, The Mattress Giant?
What, girl?
Ooh. Only a Mattress Giant. Why would they do that?
Because they sex sales. And then they like when you on the mattress, you be saying,
But as a kid saying that, you know, that's why would they say that? I always wonder, why would they say that? Mm. Ooh, because I'm like, well, how does ooh, fit into that? Only a Mattress Giant.
That's
weird. But well, I don't know
if y'all commercial... Where y'all from? But down here in Texas,
that was a mattress giant. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still a mattress, but I never. And that when I used to sing it when I was young because you know it's like But then I'm older and I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, why the fuck would they do that? I guess it's marketable and it's memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why. But I just felt like that was inappropriate.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, my rando is this Texas weather. Basically, y'all listen. Now we are in Texas, and this is January, right? The weather this week is supposed to be 60. Today's like 61. It's gonna be 68 on Tuesday. I told you 67. I'm telling everybody who is listening, it's not from Texas. We don't have a fucking winter.
We don't.
At the fuck out, we have cold days, ice days, snow days, and we go right back to fall weather. So, we gonna be in Texas this week wearing shorts.
Yeah. I came over here today and I had threw on these tights thinking it was a little cool. Now I'm hot in the motherfuckers. Yeah. Because I got these wool ass tights on and I could have put some shorts on.
Yeah. So, just FYI, in Texas, down here, we don't have
winters. That's why we stay winters. Sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My song of the week, y'all already know what it is. Hiss. By The Stallion, Red. Mm. That's my song.
The Stallion.
The Stallion.
Yes. My quote of the week is, not everyone attracted to your light wants to see you shine.
Amen.
Let me repeat that again. Not everyone attracted to your light wants to see you shine. Some people will love the fact that you have a great personality and everybody likes you. But then also, they still don't want to see you shine, though, low key. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody. But I'm saying people that's not healed, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they jealous of like a Nicki, jealous of she shining, mm-hmm. and because you know what I'm saying, like it's a, I feel if she just flip it, like saying like, damn, I'm happy everybody shining, you know what I'm saying, like, but her is like, it's an internal thing because she feel that she feel off, she knows she feel off, but it's a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. But you, not YouTube, podcast, go ahead and go over to YouTube, subscribe, make sure you subscribe to this, but
we ain't got nothing else.
We out.